Assembly Speaker Robin Voss created three bipartisan task forces in August to address issues important to the state of Wisconsin. One of those will focus on issues of youth workforce readiness. On this Labor Day, we'll meet the chair of that new task force. Representative Bob Culp is a Republican who represents the 69th Assembly District, which includes Stratford. He's the chair of the Speaker's Task Force on Youth Workforce Readiness. Representative Culp, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's excellent to be with you, Rob, and all of your listeners, and I look forward to a great interview.
Well, that puts me on the spot. I will try. So why a task force? Why this particular issue, youth workforce readiness?
Well, you know, I think it's no secret there are more people are leaving the workforce than are getting in these days just because of the demographics that we have. And, of course, we can't fix that. But what we want to do is try to put the youth, especially youth, but really everyone, but into the best shape possible to enter into the workforce, primarily into technical jobs, technical careers, construction. I think one of the issues that we're going to be doing is looking at ways that we can re-message or maybe remarket the concept of these jobs as family-supporting, because they truly are. They're not dark, dirty, and dead end anymore. So again, it's a demographics issue, and we want to make that youth workforce as ready as possible to get into engaging into the workforce.
As you mentioned, this is seen in part as a publicity issue. Maybe there are a lot of people in high school, say, who these jobs are not even crossing their minds as possible career futures. Is that part of the problem you're seeing?
That certainly is. And what there has been a lot of efforts, there have been a lot of successful efforts with companies that are working with schools and investing into those schools. Historically, I guess, if you look at it, education and industry has kind of been on parallel tracks, and they've kind of been heading in the same direction, but they've been far apart, and once in a while they would yell across the void or the chasm or, you know, smoke signals or something. But I think that is changing, and that's what we want to continue to do, try to reduce the barriers that are out there, not only with regards to industry and education, but also with regards to dual enrollment programs with high schools and tech colleges. A lot has already been done, but we're just looking at kind of figuring out where the problems still lie, as well as looking at what's been successful, because there have been a lot of things that have been successful.
Well, let's start on the employer side now. Are we hearing from employers saying, hey, we've got these good-paying skilled manufacturing jobs or these craft person-type jobs, technical trades? We don't have the young applicants getting into these jobs.
Without question. I outside of the state representative responsibilities, I own a roofing company, and I hear all the time from every industry, manufacturing, construction, there are lots and lots of jobs available, and somehow we need to, as an industry, do a better job of reaching into the schools and just giving the kids the idea that, hey, this is a good place to go. So absolutely, the jobs are there without question.
Well, now let's visit, say, the high school level. What kind of ideas are you looking to get in this task force to help the right students start this kind of training?
Sure. You know, youth are the guidance counselors in school districts have their plates full. They are, you know, jam-packed. They're going a mile a minute and faster, and trying to get them to tell kids about these jobs that are out there might be a little bit of a reach, but there are some pilot programs in different parts of the states where people have come in and talked to the kids directly. Job fairs are something that people have done, but we want to do something, I think, at least look at doing something that is more possibly systematic and reward school districts. There are already some things in place that reward school districts for getting kids into the tech trades and in construction. So again, we have our first meeting coming up on Thursday. Looking forward to that. It's going to be jammed with testimony. It's going to be a very long day, but there are a lot of people that just really have come out of the woodwork saying, we're doing this, it works, we need this, and we'd like to talk about it. So Thursday will be a great day for getting a lot of those ideas solidified.
Yeah, you mentioned success stories. What kind of specific programs are out there? Maybe the people who are going to talk to you on Thursday who are saying, we're trying something that seems to be doing the job.
And that's really where we're at. You know, at this point, we don't have, we've heard whispers about what is working, and we're looking forward to sitting down with the folks that have made these things happen in small ways and look at expanding them. So, again, by Thursday, I'll know a lot more. And then, of course, we're going to be looking at taking the show on the road, if you will, likely doing a session in the southeastern Wisconsin area and the Fox Valley, and one in central Wisconsin coming up later this month, where and we're partnering with the tech colleges to host these as we move outside of the capital.
Talking to Assembly Representative Bob Culp. He is chair of the new Speakers Task Force on Youth Workforce Readiness. They're working to bring some ideas to the table to figure out how to get more young people into training and into skilled manufacturing and technical jobs. They kick off later this week with a meeting. Now, Representative Culp, who is going to be at the table? Who are you going to be hearing from at this meeting when you start things off on Thursday?
There are school districts, there are tech colleges, there are, I mean, I could name the list, but this is just a small sliver of what's going to happen throughout the state. We're going to be talking to people with the developmentally disabled and some programs they've been working on. We have about 12 or 15 people that people or entities that have asked to testify at our first meeting on Thursday.
Now, we hear sometimes about a brain drain problem here in Wisconsin, where even if we do train someone, get them through technical school or college, there's some chance that they're going to leave, go to Twin Cities, Chicago, or a coast or something. Do you think that's something that needs to be at the table in this task force to not only train people, but keep them here in Wisconsin for those
jobs?
Well,
I think it certainly is a valid point. And, you know, obviously, if you have a brain drain, probably half of the states have a brain drain and half of them have a brain increase. And we happen to be one of them, that one of the states that is highly manufacturing for we really have more manufacturing jobs per capita than anyone else, and of course that's that lends to that equation. But we don't have any. We do have some parameters and the scope that we're looking at, but we'll certainly listen to people give us ideas as to how to stem that tide.
Now, sometimes when we hear talk about a skills gap, the idea that we have skilled jobs and not the skilled workers going for them, some people say, hey, let the market correct for this. The companies can pay more. They can offer, they can train in their own people as needed. Do we really need a coordinated effort to get schools and tech colleges to solve that problem?
I think we do. Obviously, it's partly about pay, but, you know, for the most part, manufacturing jobs are starting in the mid-teens for starting without any experience and, you know, mid-teens per hour, and they can really go up to, you know, $30-$40 an hour. So these are family-supporting jobs. I don't know that it's necessarily, certainly the market will correct it over time, but it is something that I believe needs a concerted look from all of the angles, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, we'll bring in a caller. Rana calls in from Clayton. Rana, hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your guest. I'm an ag education teacher in a small community in northwest Wisconsin. Under my ag umbrella, I teach at welding and some light building construction, and I have employers coming to me all the time looking for somewhat skilled, in the areas that I teach anyway, high school students that can fill this huge employability gap that we have with the skilled trades. And I'm very pleased to see that this task force has been developed. And I'm wondering if there's a place on the web I can watch its progression.
There certainly is. I don't have the website right in front of me. I wasn't prepared for that question, frankly. But what I can do is I can provide it to Wisconsin Public Radio, and they can potentially post it or get it out there somewhere. So, but if you would Google speakers task force on youth readiness, youth workforce readiness, I would guess something would come up as well.
And Rana, watch the Central Time Facebook page. We'll find that and get a link there for you.
Now, wonderful. Isn't technology great?
It is. Rana, thanks for that call. So when we think legislature and Wisconsin Representative Culp, contention, disagreement, partisan divide leap to mind. Is this the kind of issue, though, that you think both parties can find common ground on and work together to get some things done?
Well, the task force is designed to be bipartisan. In fact, Representative Katrina Shanklin from the Stevens Point area is the co-chair. And, you know, I think that it certainly is. What we have done altogether too often, I suppose, is thrown stones at each other rather than really look at building something with those stones. And I think this is a case where we can do that and remove the barriers, increase the collaboration, look at studying the creative models that have been effective and working, and really just, you know, there's a lot that workforce development has already done and we're delighted about. So we're just looking at filling in those edges and getting the messaging out throughout the state.
And briefly, as we wrap up, do you have a timeline for when you want to give recommendations to the whole legislature on this?
The final meeting of the task force, we're intending 4 or 5. We haven't fully decided yet. We'll see as it rolls out. But the last one meeting will be after the first of the year. So it will likely be sometime in February is when we'll be making those recommendations and doing that.
Representative Culp, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure.
That's State Assembly Representative Bob Culp from Stratford in Marathon County. He's the newly appointed chair of the Speaker's Task Force on Youth Workforce Readiness.